More than 700 people in Indiana prisons have tested positive for COVID-19, so facilities have taken hard measures to curb it. Prisoner movement is often restricted. They take bag meals in their quarters instead of going to a cafeteria. Many programs have been suspended. But advocates say measures taken at the Indiana Women's Prison have been especially harsh. Side Effects Public Media's Jake Harper reports.
Kelsey Kaufman used to run an education program in the Indianapolis prison. And right now, she says inmates there are desperate.
It's a terrible situation. It needs to end immediately.
Kaufman is mainly concerned about these units known as the cottages. They house dozens of women. Each cell has a door, not bars. And advocates say the inmates are locked in the cells for 18 hours a day.
There are no toilets. There are no sinks. There's no source of water. And the only opening that they have at all is a 3-inch by 8-inch small, very small window.
This lockdown started in April, and Kaufman and the prisoners aren't the only ones worried about it. I spoke to an employee, too, who asked to remain anonymous because they didn't want to lose their job. The employee, Kaufman, and inmates all said keeping prisoners pinned in these cells has consequences. For instance, one correctional officer is responsible for dozens of inmates, and they have to unlock each door manually. That means long wait times for bathroom breaks. Former inmate Nicole Hayes is still in touch with friends inside.
If they want to let you out to go to the bathroom, they will. If they don't feel like it because they're doing whatever they're doing, they don't want to, you're not going.
Some inmates say they've had to pee in cups or in trash cans. Because of that, many avoid drinking water. They're dehydrated, and some have even stopped taking important medications because they can cause your body to make more urine. The summer heat makes matters worse. There's no AC in most of the cottages. Deb Trice is another former inmate. She says the cells get a lot hotter than outside.
When you close those doors, there's no ventilation in there.
And those little windows?
They barely open to begin with, if they open at all.
The temperatures could cause problems like heat stroke or worse. In 2006, two inmates died from heat-related issues at another Indiana prison. And the other major concern is fire safety. The prison employee I spoke with said there's no way an officer could unlock all the doors if there were a fire or other emergency. Chris Bussey, another former inmate, said the same thing.
Because at some point, the officer is going to stop trying to unlock the doors and worry about their own safety.
Kaufman has asked Governor Eric Holcomb to intervene and for the women's prison to unlock the doors. The Department of Correction declined her request. I asked department officials for an interview, and they said no. A spokesperson wrote, "The Indiana Women's Prison is a maximum security prison, and reasonable precautions are taken to ensure not only the security, but the health and welfare of the women." The spokesperson also said the prison passed a fire inspection on Wednesday. An inmate said the prison opened all the cell doors during the inspection. Kaufman says she's worried about COVID-19, but treating the women this way is not necessary to curb the spread of the virus.
It is unacceptable, and actually it's torture, and they're using the pandemic as an excuse to do this to them.
State Senator J.D. Ford represents the district where the prison sits. He also got in touch with the governor and the Department of Correction and got a similar response. The doors would stay locked. He says prisoners are human beings. We should do a better job caring for them. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.